None can walk up there.
Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And it's always good to be here. It's always good to be with those who are sanctified. And I am so glad I'm yet on the highway to heaven because of the teaching.
Thank God.
And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher,
thank God,
Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Phillips. Can Debbie our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance.
You glad for our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. Lord. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. And the doctrine is the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Yes. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them.
Yes.
But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great? That means individual, congregation, country, nation as we know as a whole, as a people, and individuals are known to be as a nation. What nation?
Mm-hmm.
Is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them?
Beautiful.
We may not speak the name Jesus in every other word, but when you're talking about the laws of God, God's commandments, you're talking about Jesus, because Jesus is the Word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
And again, what nation, what people?
Right,
name one. Call us, write us, email us. Tell me a nation that hath God so nigh unto them.
Beautiful.
As the Lord our God is in all things we call upon him for. That's what the scriptures say.
Yes. Beautiful.
And what nation is it so great that has statues and judgments? He said, well, we got Jesus.
Right.
Where are the statues and the judgments?
Yes.
So righteous is all this law.
Right.
Where is it?
Right.
And if you got something more righteous, well, Jesus is my righteousness. He's our righteousness because Jesus is the Word.
All right.
And if you're keeping the Word, that is your righteousness as well as it is ours.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes, Lord.
Suffering to be made, we're yet talking about that. Because if you cannot suffer, you cannot be made.
Right.
And it's not about suffering when you've done wrong. It's talking about suffering even though you've done right. That's where God gets the glory.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to 1 Peter 5 and 1. That's what our strive is here. It's not about the situation, who's right or wrong. But how are we behaving ourselves?
Yes.
Are we glorifying God by acting and doing right?
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Regardless of whether we're right or wrong. Because as the scripture is saying, if we're wrong and you're corrected and you're submissive to that, that's beautiful. What glory is that? But when you're right and you're looked upon as being wrong and you suffer for it,
yes.
That's where God gets the glory. That's
yes.
what we were chosen for, because he did no wrong, and yet he was looked upon as sin.
Yes.
1 Peter 5 and 1, what does it say, Deacon Franny?
The elders which are among you, I exhort.
What?
Who am also an elder.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm an elder. Don't call me elder,
yes, Pastor.
But I'm an elder.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of God's anointed are elders.
Mm-hmm.
I exhort you.
Mm-hmm.
Who am also
an elder.
What?
And a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
We're a witness of the sufferings of Christ. Witness because that's the knowledge that have come to us through precept and example. The sufferings of Christ. What?
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
We are partakers of the glory that shall be revealed.
Beautiful.
Let's go to Revelations 21 and 10.
Right.
The glory that's going to be revealed is God's spirit. But he said, try the spirits, whether they are of God. In other words, how is a person acting? And if they're acting in righteousness, God is getting the glory. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
When they're taking, when they haven't done any wrong, God gets the glory.
Right.
It's the glory of God because it takes the Spirit of God to make you submissive and to keep you up on the cross that we bear.
Yes.
It takes the Spirit of God to do that.
Right.
We stay up on the cross that we've all been given to bear, God gets the glory.
Yes.
And that glory is revealed by us revealing the life that we should. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Revelation 21:10, what does it say?
And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain.
That great and high mountain is nothing and no other but God's anointed.
Mm-hmm.
A great, because they're one.
All right.
All of God's anointed and all of God's people, one.
Mm-hmm.
Carried away in the Spirit to mm-hmm. a great and
high mountain.
What?
And showed me that great city.
That great city is you and I. That great city is God's anointed.
God.
That great city is Moses. High mountain. Very high.
All right.
I don't think nobody went any higher than that.
All right, Pastor.
And he talked with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
Great and high mountain. What?
Mm-hmm. And showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem.
That holy Jerusalem is mm-hmm. God's anointed.
Beautiful.
That holy Jerusalem is you and I
beautiful.
Presented as a bride for God.
Mm-hmm.
Great city. What?
Mm-hmm. The holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God.
Descending out of heaven, you got to be in the Spirit. In other words, God is presenting the church to himself. What?
Having the glory of God.
Having, in other words, the Spirit of God was on them, in them.
God.
What?
And her light was like unto a stone most precious.
What?
Even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
In other words, when the glory of God is being shown, it's very clear. It ain't you, it's God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Can't take the glory for this. And what is it? The centurion says, surely.
Mm-hmm.
This was the Son of, he was clear.
Yes. Yes.
Because he never said a mumbling word. He didn't bring any accusations against those that were crucifying. I didn't do nothing. He didn't say that. Why do you think he didn't say that? Because he knew we was there for to die. Yeah. And when we have an understanding that we're supposed to die, it's not about, I didn't do nothing. Why did they do that? You know why. Because of the devil. He went to make war with the remnant of the seed. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Let's go to the 23rd verse. What does it say?
23, yes, Pastor. It says, and the city had no need of the sun.
Now, this holy Jerusalem, we don't need the natural sun for this. We don't need for it to be shining in the morning for us to say, oh, I feel good. But many people are controlled by these natural things. One of our brothers, he's gone, he's in God now, but at one time he said, now, yeah, the moon is out. People are cutting up. No.
Yes, Pastor.
No. That devil is always out. And people cut up all the time. That moon is to pull things in the earth like plants. But we that have a mind should let God control us, or the enemy does control them. But it got nothing to do with that moon.
All right.
Read.
Neither of the moon to shine in it.
What?
For the glory of God did lighten.
In other words, the Spirit of God leads and guides us through dark times, through the light. Mm-hmm. Spirit, we don't need the sun to see where I'm going. It's the Spirit of God lead us where we're going. Yes. What?
And the Lamb is the light.
Isn't thereof. That beautiful? The Lamb is like, what did 26 verse say?
And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into
in other words, whatever talent you have, mm-hmm. you bring it to God. God get the glory out of that. Mm-hmm. The nations bring their glory. Our glory is what we've been blessed with before we come to God. Mm-hmm. Talent. Good reader. Good this, good that. Good mechanic. You bring, what is this? Mm-hmm. They shall bring the glory
and honor.
And honor of the nations into it. In other words, Curry. He's a basketball player. Mm-hmm. He bring his honor to the basketball game, and he point up to God as if like God getting the glory. Mm-hmm. According to the scriptures, he don't know God.
Right. Right.
But it has nothing to do with his intentions. Some people think, I'm doing this for God, and don't know God. Mm-hmm. But we know him.
Yes, Lord.
Because he said, he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. Hereby do we know him if we keep his commandments.
Yes.
And whatever we bring, let's bring it that God might get the glory out of it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm a garbage collector. I'm going to collect that garbage with the sweet spirit. Yes. Bring God's glory to it. It ain't about the talent of what I'm doing. It's about how I'm acting in this talent to please God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
You read 27?
No. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth.
So whatever your talent you're bringing, you don't want to defile. It shouldn't defile. Neither what?
Neither whatsoever worketh abomination.
What?
Or maketh a lie.
What?
But they which are written in the Lamb's book of life.
These are the ones that's in the will. Mm-hmm. In the Lamb's book of life. Read 22nd and 3rd verse. 22 mm-hmm. and
3. Yes. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it.
No more. In other words, we're not cursed anymore. We don't have no reason to say the devil made me do it.
Mm-hmm.
That curse is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that the things that we did do when God, we weren't living for God, was the devil. Mm-hmm. And many times we said, the devil made me do that. But that curse is no more.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again.
There shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him.
And his servants shall serve him.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next verse say?
And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their
forehead.
We're
going to see the Father. We're going to see his face. Mm-hmm. And his name shall be in our forehead. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Genesis 48 and 3. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
We need to know what name going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So well, it might be the name of Jesus. It might be many names. But I know one is going to be there.
Right.
Genesis 48 and 3. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor. it says, and Jacob said unto Joseph,
what?
God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me.
Jacob talking to his son Joseph, let him know his testimony. God spoke unto me at Luz and blessed me in the land of Canaan. What did he say?
And said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession.
He told Jacob the same thing he told Abraham and Isaac.
Yes.
He believed it, and he's passing it on to his son. What?
And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As
what?
Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine.
They're mine. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Glad for his grandchildren, for his seed that God promised him. What?
And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be mine.
In other words, these that
thine.
Ephraim and Manasseh get, that's your issue. They're going to be mine too.
Thank you.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
And shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance.
Their brethren's name was called Israel.
All right.
Because that's why God changed Jacob's name, Israel.
Yes.
Don't the Father give the Son his name?
Yes.
The Lord's name is Yeshua Israel.
Yes.
He gave Jacob his name. He said, thy brother will be named after that name. What?
And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan.
Not in Padan Aram.
Padan.
He died by me in the land of Canaan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pregnant.
Yes.
Because that's where he was born.
Yes.
In Canaan. But yet, he was born in Padan Aram, as the others. He came forth in the land of Canaan.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful? Died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, what?
When yet there was but a little way to come unto
Ephrath. What?
And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem.
Same is Bethlehem. What does the 15th verse say?
It says, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day.
He wasn't living for God all his life, but he fed him because he was the son of Abraham and Isaac. Our children is being blessed through the life we live. God is feeding them. They're getting fed by the life we live. They don't get the inheritance, but they've been fed all their life, our children, by the life we live.
Yes.
What?
The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads.
What?
And let my name be named on them.
Let my name be named on them. Who is he talking about? You and I.
Yes.
What?
And the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac. And let them grow.
Because Abraham's name was Abraham Israel. Isaac Israel. It's the name of the father. He chose to tell Jacob his name and give it to Jacob, not Abraham.
Right.
He didn't give it to Moses, he gave it to Abraham.
Yes.
To Jacob, rather. What?
And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the
is
earth.
Is that you and I? Thank God. 32nd verse says what?
Excuse me. Yes,
20th verse, brother. You read that? 20 and 21.
And he blessed them that day, saying, in thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee
as Ephraim.
And as Manasseh.
What?
And he set Ephraim before Manasseh.
And what?
And Israel said unto Joseph, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again unto the land of your fathers.
Bring you again unto the land of your fathers. Let's go back to 1 Peter.
Yes, Pastor.
5:1.
Beautiful.
Thank God. The glory. We want to understand what the glory is.
Yes.
Glory is having the Spirit of God and God getting the glory out of our life.
Yes.
That's the glory that God gets from us.
Yes.
By us
mm-hmm. acting in righteousness. Yes,
isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. 5:1, read it again.
The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder.
What?
And a witness of the sufferings of Christ.
That's why we bring the knowledge. Because a witness of what we're supposed to do. We speak and talk about the sufferings of Christ, mm-hmm. but that's what we have to go through. Let's not think it's a strange thing because things happen we're not looking for. Yes. Or because we are looked upon as being wrong, and many times we're right. And a witness
mm-hmm. of the sufferings of Christ.
What?
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Let's go back to Genesis 41 and 15. Let's go back there. Yes. Glory that shall be revealed. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Beautiful. 41.
Yes, Pastor. We all want to show forth mm-hmm. the Spirit of God and how God is using us. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Not that we're using God. Right. 41 and 15. Is that what we're reading?
Yes, Pastor.
Yes.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to
I
interpret it.
I heard about you, Joseph, that you mm-hmm. can interpret a dream.
Yes.
That was the talent he brought mm-hmm. to God. What did he say?
And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer.
God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
In other words, I'm not taking nothing upon me. Mm-hmm. It's not me. That's what we all should feel. Yes. Whatever we do,
yes.
whether it's teaching, right, whatever it is, it's not me, it's God.
Yes.
Let's give God the glory.
Yes, Lord.
And not always so-and-so, it's yes. God. Nothing wrong with that. But let's do it righteously. Then get upset. I want to thank God for so-and-so. Why don't you thank the one that did it?
All right.
And the one that did it should be for you. No, it was God. It wasn't me. Mm-hmm. It was God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mine I have is God to give the mind.
Yes.
I'm just using it.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Read.
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river.
Thank God.
And
now,
mm-hmm.
32nd verse is what?
And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God,
what?
And God will shortly bring it to pass.
Well, it was established, he let him know, because he knew God's mm-hmm. way. He was giving him understanding. It's double because that's how God established this thing.
Yes.
Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses,
yes.
that's God
Beautiful.
Normally does.
Beautiful.
Read.
Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise and set him over the land of Egypt.
He wasn't thinking about himself. Because Joseph wasn't selfish like that.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't, what would you call it?
Narcissist?
No, I wouldn't say narcissist when a person's mm-hmm. always thinking about them. Like Haman said,
yes.
Well, I would praise him up and down in the middle of the street because he thought it was him. He wasn't doing that.
Right, Pastor.
Read.
Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land.
He was talking about more than one. Let him appoint officers. He was giving them wisdom.
Yes.
That's what he brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years.
In the seven previous years. What does the 37th verse say?
And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants.
He recognized that he thought it was good because he saw a way out
mm-hmm.
from that dream that it was going to be good and not bad only.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing. I'm
right.
going to be prosperous.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is a good thing. Tell me more, Joseph. What did he say?
And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is.
When you find somebody with the Spirit of God, you got everything. You got
yes.
the glory of God.
Yes.
He recognized
You're
that
right.
this man
yes.
got the Spirit of God.
Yes.
What?
And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art.
Wait a minute. You're the one discreet. Because he wasn't trying to promote
mm-hmm.
in the prison.
Right.
I can tell dreams. He wasn't doing that.
No.
He
no.
said, I heard about you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was discreet,
yes.
not trying to be seen. Right. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read.
Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 12.
Yes.
That's our brother.
1 Corinthians.
Joseph, wise.
Yes.
Discreet.
Yes.
And God was getting the glory out of
yes.
his life.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he gave God the glory.
Yes.
Beautiful. 1 Corinthians 2 and 12.
Yes. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Yeah, beautiful. When we all came in here, we said, yes, Lord, I'm going to receive God's mm-hmm. spirit. You received the one that taught us, yes. the one that instructed us.
Yes. All right.
Nobody received the Spirit of God without a body.
Mm-hmm.
He had a body.
That's, right.
That's how you received it.
Right.
That's how the apostles received it, through a body.
Yes.
That's how Adam received it, through a body
mm-hmm.
called Gabe.
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Read.
Yes, Pastor. Oh, yes.
But the Spirit.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
mm-hmm.
but what?
The spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
What?
That we might know the things that are freely given
to us. So how are we
going to
know which way to go unless you receive the words that God is sending to you?
Yes.
Unless you believe on the one that God sent. Whether they be deacon, brother, sister, mother, father, doesn't matter, anointed.
Mm-hmm.
They had to receive Mary in order to get the blessing. Said, Mary said, Lord said, meet him in Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter, because he was distraught thinking he had lost out because he denied the Lord.
Right.
He said, Peter, meet me in Galilee. So he knew I'm in. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Y'all received the same thing. When teacher passed, she sent Marshina up and said, everything's in Brother Boy
mm-hmm.
and Sister Curly's hands.
Yes. That's right.
Was there any room to say, well, he ain't the one.
No.
What was wrong? If you believe the report.
Right, Pastor. That's right, Pastor.
Well, so they wasn't saved. So what? God used them. Because
right.
if he didn't, you didn't have no direction, then you would say, God said, I'd never leave you.
That's right.
Without a witness. That means you're making God a liar. He had to witness.
Right.
It's up to you to believe it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you said that, what's the problem?
Right.
Why would you come up with anything else but yay, Lord?
That's right.
Why?
Beautiful, Pastor.
Read.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches,
what?
But which the Holy Ghost
Because teaches. You're dealing with things that are not of the world. It's of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we come here to learn how God do things. How the Spirit works and not how we think. We have to change that way.
Mm-hmm.
Many times it's a suffering.
Yes.
Because it ain't like what you think.
Right, that's it.
What?
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
So if you don't understand spiritual things, what do? You believe and you learn. That's why I said, take my yoke upon me and upon you and learn. And ain't many people want to come here and sit down and be learned because they think they know already. Some come already got mapped out what they gonna do when they get here. When I go to God's church, I'm gonna paint. I'm gonna do this because I'm a good painter. You do the God, you never know what God got in store for you. Not to say, well, I don't want no husband. You don't know that. I thought you were coming to please God. If God want to give you one, why wouldn't you say yay to it? That's what the carnal mind do. Sometimes we think we're doing God a favor. I don't want nobody but God. Maybe God wants you to want somebody besides him, but keep him first. That's all God wants. Make his first. But don't come here programming, thinking you're doing something for God. I ain't going to do nothing. No, it's whatever God wants. I'm here for God. My life is to God. Wherever he leads me, I'm going. That's the wisdom. And that has been said. Why keep coming back with your thoughts and how you feel? It's about what God is saying. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit
of God.
So
wait a minute. Anytime, and it's hard for a lot of people when you say something like that, oh, I ain't going to let nobody control me. Well, then you can't live for God. Because what's going to control you is the Spirit. And the Spirit ain't going to come down and speak in your ear by itself. It's going to come through a body. That's why God got the Son. That's why God have your brother and sister Because if you can't love and fear and receive them that you see, how can you do it with God who you can't see?
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Natural man receives not the things of God. So let's not be so rejective when something is told us. That's who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why do you want to act like the natural man? Not receiving. I want to be known to be not receiving. Also, why would you want to be classified as a carnal person? A carnal mind cannot be subject to the law.
Right.
Why would you want to do that?
Right.
If you know that's what defines it, why act that way?
Right. Yeah.
Somebody say, you know, nobody goes on the other side of the building but a sinner. Are you going to walk over there?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling us who you are.
Right.
How plain is that? Right. But see, somebody don't have the spirit. Can't, a carnal mind still can't catch that. A carnal mind cannot be subject to God's spirit.
Right.
Then why would you want to portray that?
Yes, Pastor.
At least act like you want to be submissive to it.
Yes, Pastor.
You worry about how you're looked upon. That tells you everything. Read it again.
Yes.
But the natural man.
Receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
What does that mean? I don't understand that. I can't see that. That don't make sense to me. Why? That's the natural man talking. Isaac didn't talk like that. Joseph didn't talk like that. Jesus didn't talk like that. Peter didn't talk. Name one talk like that. But why would you want to portray that? Well, Pastor, I'm just not going to submit to everything somebody believe and say. Well, then why be here? What's
that's
the point?
Right, that's right.
What's the point?
That's right, Pastor. Thank God.
Make it plain.
Yes, Pastor.
Somebody telling you what you need and you say, I don't need that. What's the point?
Right, Pastor.
That is so plain to me.
Yes,
what?
Neither can he know them.
You can't know them. Why?
Because they are spiritually discerned.
How can you be spiritual minded if you're not receiving the things of the Spirit? How can you be spiritually minded?
All right.
What?
But he that is spiritual judges all things.
Wait a minute. Either you believe that or not. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to follow somebody that's not spiritual? Or don't have the Spirit? Why would you want to do that?
Right.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
I believe that.
All right.
Yes.
But you're going to try to say, well, I don't think what Pastor did is right. I don't think like the way he did that. And Pastor got a click. A click?
Mm-mm.
We got clicks now, huh?
No.
Why would you want to think something like that?
Right.
I ain't never thought Pastor had no click. Mm-hmm. And there was many things I didn't understand. I didn't worry about it. I didn't dwell on it. I said, it's right in here. I'm just going about my business.
Right.
But when you go with stuff like that, that means you got the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one you're listening to.
Right.
What?
For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
Listen to what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Who's known the mind?
All right.
That he may instruct him.
Mm-hmm.
What?
But we have the mind of Christ.
Wait a minute. Somebody got the mind.
Yes.
Right.
Let's go to Exodus 32.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor. Thank God.
So so you're going to act like God. Now, are we supposed to all act like God?
Yes.
Is that what we're striving to be like God?
Yes.
And I'm sure that some are a little further than others. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here for.
Yes.
But a karma, I said, oh, you think you God? Well, wait a minute.
All right, Pastor.
Shouldn't we?
Yes.
If we're God's son, should we be like God?
Yes.
Say we were God, but we should be like him.
Yes, Pastor.
Exodus 32 and 7.
Yes, Pastor. And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out.
I thought it was interesting when you read that all the time.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church. podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about This Way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.